Thanks for collaboration. Thank you for coming. I'm Dale Parson, aka Acoustic Interloper. And I'm going to ask each of our participants to give us a 45-minute description of what they're going to do, because I haven't a clue. But I can summarize what we're going to do. Basically, we're going to take the output from our mixers and feed it back into some of the inputs from our mixers. And most of them, I guess all of them, have multiple channels on which you can do this. So we're going to be playing feedback generated out of the mixers for the next 20 minutes or so. The basis of this, really, at least in the simplest case, is just transistor noise. You just take transistor noise and feed it back, amplify it, filter it, and otherwise modify it to get effects. It's also possible to put effects, pedals, and so on in the feedback chain and get modifications that way. Yeah, so that's the basis of it. But we have some special activity going on here, and so some of our collaborators are going to describe what their rigs do. I'm here with Jeremy Parson, and he's going to be using a number of analog and digital effects in the feedback loops for his mixer, and so he'll be getting some of the sound processing out of that. We also have John Driscoll and Bill Manganaro, and I'll let them give you a quick explanation of what they're going to do.
Okay, thank you, Dale. My name is Bill Manganaro, and aka State Machine, and I kind of came on this kind of last the last moment here, but I have some do-it-yourself instruments here that I'm going to be using as part of the collaboration. One of them is a dual fractal synthesizer, which is basically two very simple 8-bit microprocessors running some FM sequences and some noise generating algorithms that were coded in C, and you're using that as a part of the sort of the mechanical sounds portion of the collaboration here. The other stuff I have here is an analog sequencer that I'll be using called the Clay sequencer, which is a 16-stage analog sequencer controlling a small modular, along with a MOFO, A. Smith instrument MOFO, to generate some of the rhythmic portions of the collaboration. And let's see, what else I have is a Benjamin, which is another analog instrument with lots of internal cross-modulation to create some other crazy chaos. So I'll be supplying the chaos and rhythmic portion of the collaboration.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm John Driscoll, and I'm sort of the outlaw in this operation because my approach is a little different. I'm actually taking ultrasound and generating ultrasonic feedback above our hearing, and then modulating that feedback up in the ultrasonic region and translating that back down into audio. So what I'm doing is purely feedback related, but you don't actually hear any of the original feedback. And so each of these instruments has different methods of really sort of tickling that ultrasonic feedback.
Thank you. Thank you. that's going on in my division. Hopefully not the last, in fact. Don't want to say anymore. So have a good evening. I'll see you around over the weekend. Thank you.